Did paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God can be giving you a wonderful, joyous feeling, but He's doing an operation. In other words, he's changing a mindset. He's adjusting you. He's doing something. He's going before you. He's preparing you for something that's coming your way, that He's sending your way. But sometimes we just come and we feel better. You understand, the kingdom comes without observation. When we get real sensitized to the movements of the Holy Spirit, even Jesus was so sensitized to this that He could tell the movement of angels, presence of angels. You become so sensitized to your environment, it's like the wind on your skin. God, what you doing? He's doing something. See, God don't just show up. You know, anytime the Spirit of God manifests, see, that's why we must become worshipers. Not be so quick for God to just come, touch us, and go. And you know, how many people just leave out here just... I'm not talking, you know, I ain't talking about you. But how many just, you know, just come out from under that glory cloud? We've just learned how to do church like that. Because, you know, you feel good, and it's nothing wrong. You know, thank God for the good feeling. You feel better. You're excited. You're enthused. But I'm just of this persuasion that sometime there's another layer. If we can hold Him, you know, don't go, Lord. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay here. And I believe there's going to be times where He stays, and everybody knows He stayed, and ain't nobody moving. Nobody quick to go or quick to get, you know, back to whatever or get back into whatever they need to be doing. Hello. Let's go to that next verse, verse 21. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, in the Garden of Eden, the river or the kingdom is within us. Just like the river was in Eden and it flowed out. Remember now, the nature of a kingdom is to subdue everything around it. So every other kingdom has become part of that kingdom. That's the very nature of the kingdom of God. God is not content with being in a corner, you know, having a Sunday morning and Wednesday night service, and a little special something going on here and there. No, no, the purpose of God through our lives is to subdue every domain. On your job, in your home, amen, in your community, you being first. See, once the domain inside is subdued and we are walking in a dominion, then we can say wherever the sole of our feet tread. Hello? God says, I've given that to you as an inheritance. But if I've not conquered this, there may be things that God desired to give to me, but I can't possess it because I've not conquered this. The word within, He says, the kingdom of God is within you. Say that with me. The kingdom of God is within me. Say it again. The kingdom of God is within me. Say it again. The kingdom of God is within me. The word within is the word entos. E-N-T-O-S, it means inside. Now, I want you to stay with me sharp here. It means in position, in place, in time or state. And the word within also means instrumentality. Okay, let me say that to you again. It's the word entos. You can look this up yourself. It means inside, in position, in place, in time or in state. It also means instrumentality. Now, let me define what I just said to you there. the kingdom of God in you. Somebody say, the kingdom is within me. The kingdom of God is an instrument that's within you that dictates time, place, and position, and it reflects the dominion that God has given to you. Okay, let me say that again. The kingdom of God within you is an instrument, okay, that dictates time, place, and position within you. Now, that's important. Within you, that reflects the dominion that God has given to you. Now, we have to gain knowledge of this realm within us, or we cannot function in life properly. Now, we can get along. We can be like any other Gentile. But if we're going to represent God fully and establish dominion in every domain, we have to have adequate knowledge. We must understand this realm within us. Amen. How it operates, your thought patterns, your motives. You know, all those things need to be adjusted and under the dictate of the kingdom, which is an instrument. In other words, the first realm of dominion has to be within you. The first realm of dominion has to be within us. In other words, I got to get it under control. If we don't have knowledge of this, then we'll find ourselves defeated. We'll find ourselves not functioning. Things won't line up with what the word has declared. Now, what happens, the kingdom, somebody say the kingdom, is an instrument that dictates time, place, and position on the inside. Time, place, and position. The kingdom. If you're properly in the kingdom, it's going to dictate time. You know how we talked about the enemy seeks to change times and laws. But see, if the kingdom is governing you from the inside and that river is flowing, look at somebody telling me, you'll be in the right place at the right time, and you'll be the right one. There's a cadence. There's a harmony. There's a resonance. There's a timing that the kingdom dictates. You may think you missed it naturally, or they might try to tell you you missed it, or you done messed up. It's too late for you. But by the Spirit, sometimes the Spirit is telling you it is well. Don't worry about it. It is well. You ain't seen nothing. I've saved the best for last. Come on, your turn hadn't come yet. Come on, you'll be there. See, because the kingdom dictates a time. We want to be timely in the natural realm, but there's a time that far supersedes that, and it's God's timing. And see, God's timing sometimes doesn't coincide with natural time. As a matter of fact, everything in the world is in a hurry. In the confines of the kingdom, nothing's in a hurry. Amen, because God has already delegated, already appointed the time. See, we're really going back to the future, to God's appointment. He already knows. That's why we don't need to get in a hurry. The kingdom is that instrument. It's like a compass. It's like a clock. It's like light. You know, a compass can navigate you through stormy waters. You get lost in the forest somewhere, and you got a compass, and you know, it's true due north. It's true north. So you know, okay, I came in through the west, so it's true north. I need to go this way. That compass can get you out of there. That light can shine in the darkness. See, it's an instrument. The kingdom is an instrument. And it's not governed by the chaos going on around us and in the world. It's governed from heaven. Amen. The kingdom is within you. It's a portion of eternity that's deposited in your spirit, in the person of the Holy Spirit. Aren't you glad for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost? Listen, let me say that brother prays when you don't know how to pray. And it ain't even when you speaking in tongues. He's praying when you ain't saying nothing. You don't know how to say nothing. It ain't just when you moaning, you don't be saying anything. He's yet praying for you. And you know what? Guess what? He's praying according to the will of God. He knows exactly what you need. When you don't know how to pray, when you don't know which way to go, guess what? There's an instrument on the inside that will, if you'll listen, if you'll stay in contact, that instrument on the inside will dictate something to you. David went out after Ziklag and just started riding, even though the Holy Spirit wasn't on the inside of him. The principle was the same. God led him. He said, pursue David, for I'm going to cause you to overtake. I'm going to cause you to recover. Tell somebody, you're going to overtake some stuff. You're about to recover some stuff. The Holy Spirit, isn't it wonderful? The kingdom is within us. Time, place, and position. It reflects the measure or the depth of dominion that God has in your life. The kingdom, now, once it starts to govern and rule on the inside of us, starts to manifest itself in the activities of your life. You know, you know one thing I talk to God about sometimes as I look back over my life, when I come up against trials and tests that seem sometimes insurmountable, I kind of remind the Lord, I say, Lord, I don't recall a time when you've allowed me to lose. You understand what I mean? Where I've been defeated or knocked out and just utterly defeated. I still, I don't recall the time, Lord. And I know you didn't bring me into the kingdom now for me to be defeated, for me not to win. I remind him, I say, Lord, I don't remember a time. I don't remember any time, you know, all through my life, all the time when the devil tried to take me out. You know, it might have been a little rough, but God brought me out. Devil thought he had me up against the wall. Some kind of way I got out of there. Enemy tried to tear everything up. Somehow God protected stuff. Even when I was without strength. Even when I was in the world. Think about it. I'm not just talking about when I got into the church. I'm talking about when I was out there trying to do my own thing. God had his hand there too. Angels were saying, okay, you can go so far, but you ain't taking him out. When millions didn't make it, peers, people I grew up with, falling like flies, yet some mystical force keeping the devil off my tracks. How many know, look at somebody tell them, the devil wanted you. If he kept you when you didn't even have a mind to be kept, because when you got out, you're going back the next night, you're going to do it again anyway. If he kept you then, how much more so now?
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of our series entitled Dominion, Dominion in Every Domain. Isaiah 9:7 states, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Once we have conquered the realm from within, the enemy is defeated. If we live in the flesh, then the enemy will eventually come to trouble and defeat us. Saints must follow the example of Christ, who proclaimed the enemy had nothing in him. Having the Holy Spirit to reside on the inside of us and living from the inside out triumphs over the flesh. Take dominion over your flesh and extend and expand the kingdom of our living God. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.